بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده سبحانه وتعالى ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله تعالى فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وحبيبه، بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الله عز وجل به الغمة وجاهد في سبيل ربه حتى أتاه اليقين. فاللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، الحمد لله brothers in Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you all for coming here tonight. It's a beautiful gathering. Inshallah we all benefit from it. جزاكم الله خير. My brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Remind, verily reminding is beneficial for believers. MashaAllah, there's respected mashayikh and ulama amongst you, elders. You know, but inshaAllah I talk for myself, a reminder for myself and for everyone here inshaAllah. My brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this world with His qudrat and might. And this vast universe, my brothers, that's beyond our imagination, beyond our comprehension, is all under complete and total control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing moves, nothing stays still, except by the might and the qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seven heavens, seven earths, oceans, creatures, all the makhluq, everything is under the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala لا يغفل ولا ينسى ولا ينام. He never forgets subhanahu wa ta'ala, never sleeps or rests like humans. ليس كمثلي شيء وهو السميع البصير. He has no like, He has no equal subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of this whole universe, made complete success, complete happiness, complete contentment in this dunya, in our grave, in the hereafter, only in following this deen, my brothers. This deen is the system of Allah, the design of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyone who follows this deen, anyone who obeys Allah and His prophets, wallahi, my brothers, complete happiness, complete success for him in this dunya, in this grave, in the hereafter. And anyone who neglects Allah, anyone who is arrogant with Allah, who thinks, I think better, I know better, I know more, I have experience, I can see examples in front of me, and deviates from the path of Allah and His Prophet, wallahi, my brothers, loss and pain and hardship in this dunya, severe torture in the grave, and even worse in the hereafter. This is why, my brothers, we have to remind each other again and again that wallahi, my brothers, the more we follow the deen of Allah, the more we submit, our deen is called the deen of Islam, the deen of submission, the religion of submission. We submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ. It does not befit a believing male or female when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a verdict, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives an order, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us something, for them to think otherwise or have another view, another opinion. It doesn't befit a believer. Islam is about submission. We have to believe that complete success and happiness is in following the injunctions of this deen. From the outside, our deen, subhanallah, looks a lot of hardship. You know, our youngsters, subhanallah, they see deen, the religious life, you know, you grow your beard, you wear a abaya, kurta, amama, you have to lower your gaze, a lot of mujahada, you know. You have to have a lot of patience, tahajjud, fasting, da'wah. It looks from the outside, it's not appealing. A lot of work, a lot of hardship. I want desires, I want shahawat, I want to enjoy my life. But what Allah, wallahi, my brothers, anyone who accepts this life, accepts the design Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made, accepts the deen of Allah and submits to it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows him and gives him a taste of the sweetness in this dunya and in the hereafter. Allahu Akbar, Na'im Muqeem. And wallahi, my brothers, Even if this was the case, even if the case was that dunya was hardship and dunya, you know, in deen, but it was only the hereafter, it's enough. قَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يُؤْتَى يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِأَنْعَمِ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ. Allah will bring forth on Judgment Day the happiest man that lived in this world. The most luxurious man. I want your imagination to go beyond limits, you know. Never a moment of sorrow or grief in his life. Shahawat, desires, money, friends, palaces, you know, private jets, yachts in the ocean, whatever he ever dreamed of is available. وَهُوَ مِنْ أَهْلِ النَّارِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. But he's going to Jahannam on Judgment Day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't throw him straight away to Jahannam, no, my brothers. First, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him a taste. فَيُصْبَغْ فِي النَّارِ صَبْغَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dips him in Jahannam for 1 second. And then he brings him out again. And then he asks him subhanahu wa ta'ala, هَلْ رَأَيْتَ نَعِيمًا قَطْ. Have you ever seen any happiness? Have you ever seen any enjoyment? Did you enjoy any moment in this dunya? فَيَقُلْ لَا وَاللَّهِ يَا رَبِّ مَا رَأَيْتُ نَعِيمًا فِي حَيَاتِي. No, ya Allah, I have not seen a happy moment in my life. 1 second in Jahannam, 1 second in hellfire will make the most luxurious man who ever lived in this world the most miserable person. And the opposite is true. وَيُؤْتَى يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِأَبْأَسِ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ. I want your imagination again to go beyond limits. Someone who never had a moment of happiness or justice in his life. Born an orphan, poverty, sick, crippled, name whatever hardship, accumulate all the hardship you know in your life, you know of inhumanity. This man had it all. وَهُوَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. But he's going to Jannah on Judgment Day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dips him one dip in Jannah. 1 second in Jannah. Then takes him out. ثُمَّ يُسْأَلْ هَلْ رَأَيْتَ بُؤْسًا قَطْ. هَلْ مَرَّ بِكَ شِدَّةٌ قَطْ. Have you seen any hardship? Did you pass by any grief or misery? Say, لَا وَاللَّهِ يَا رَبِّ مَا رَأَيْتُ بُؤْسًا فِي حَيَاتِي. No, ya Allah. 1 second in Jannah will make any human forget the 60, 70 years of hardship he has lived. So the Akhirah, wallahi, is enough. The hereafter is enough motivation. But we are talking about dunya. Because human beings, you know, وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا. We can't wait, we can't be patient, especially our youngsters. They want to be free and happy and nice. They want to enjoy their life. They fall trap of what, of mawa'id al-shaytan, the promises of shaytan. You know, the dream, they call it the American dream or the Australian dream or the Western dream. You know, inside our hearts, my brothers. Wallahi, we all say, oh, no, a'udhu billahi, no. We are not like this, but I'm telling you, hundreds of people here in this gathering, millions of people in the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, unfortunately, have the poison already. The poison has hit their hearts. And they believe deep inside their yaqeen is that happiness is in being rich. Happiness is in having money. Happiness is in owning a beautiful, mashallah, triple story house with a nice swimming pool, mashallah, with a gym, with a jacuzzi, you know, with a spa. Happiness is in having desires and shahawat and eating in places and traveling places and being famous and being known in our heart. This is the belief. We see the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We read his seerah and we say, oh, this can't be a happy life. It's not what I've learned, you know. Too much brainwashing has happened through Bollywood and Hollywood and movies, you know. Unfortunately, the exposure to the battle, exposure to corruption has corrupted our hearts. But wallahi, my brothers, if we are believers, if we are people who believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if your heart is really content with the word of Allah, if Allah is enough for you, Allah says in the Quran, أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِكَافٍ عَبْدًا. Isn't Allah enough for his slave? Isn't Allah's promise enough for you? Allah says in the Quran, وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلَ وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا. Who is more honest and truthful in his speech than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, open your ears and hearts please. Surah Al-Nahl, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. Any male or female that does good deeds, he's a believer, he has iman in his heart, Allah promises, Quran, my brothers, فَلَنُحْيَيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. We will give him a happy life in this dunya. A decent happy life in this world. And the fa, those of you who know the Arabic language and know balagha, the fa lissur'a, a fa tufid al-sur'a. يعني not later, you know, later part, no, no. Instantly, he follows the deen of Allah, he follows the path of Allah, follows the path of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The more deen he brings in his life, the more submission he has in his life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him happy. وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And in the hereafter, Allah has prepared for them something even better. The same Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says in the Quran, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. Anyone who neglects the remembrance of Allah, neglects the orders of Allah, neglects the deen of Allah, gets too busy and fooled by this dunya and shaitan, gets too busy with work, wife, kids, family, no time for deen, no time for Quran, no time for da'wah, Allah promises him, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. You know, I live in Australia. Sometimes I talk in English and the brothers in front of me have no idea of Arabic language. But when I say the word ضَنْكَ, they say we need no translation. The word is enough. Dunk. Dunk means extreme misery, my brothers. Misery. Allah promises him misery. You know, we see people around us in the world, celebrities, actors, actresses, you know, the media, subhanAllah, they show us all the Photoshop pictures of them, or all the movies. They look happy and shiny and beautiful, and you know, living happily ever after. But subhanAllah, when you go and see their life, in reality, you see how much depression, committing suicide, you know. Just recently, one of the most famous actors, you know, successful, loved by everyone, you know. Success, very rich, filthy rich, more rich than any of us would dream. SubhanAllah, takes his own life. And hundreds of cases as such. In Australia, the biggest, one of the richest countries in the world. And the major reason of death in Australia is suicide. Not drugs, not alcohol, not car accidents, not crime, suicide. People take their own lives because they did not follow the design of Allah. They were arrogant with Allah. They followed their desires. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ طَغَى وَآثَرَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. Anyone who transgresses against the orders of Allah and he prefers this worldly life and gives it his priority, makes this life his priority, أَمَّا مَنْ طَغَى وَآثَرَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا فَإِنَّ الْجَحِيمَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. His abode and ending will be hellfire. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ. But he who fears his Lord, fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى, and stops the nafs temporarily from following its desires, فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. He only fulfills his desires in the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us, and his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam allowed us. They are the happy people. They are the successful people. We need to talk about this until this yaqeen comes in our heart, my brothers. Unfortunately, we can talk very long, but talking is cheap. You know, talking has no value. We want this heart to be convinced. You know, people are not convinced that happiness is in deen. You know, people are not convinced that complete success is in sacrifice for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are following other endeavors and initiatives. Too busy. Ask any Muslim. Say, brother, do you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Every Muslim in the world. Those who pray and those who don't pray. Those who commit major sin. You ask them, do you love Allah? He goes, Allahu Akbar. I love Allah so much. You have no idea. Allahu Akbar. I love Allah. I love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi. You know, in the cartoons, these bad cartoons came out. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All the Muslims in the world went out in riots and protests, you know. Ah, we are angry. How can they say this about Muhammad? We love our life for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then when they finish the protest, they spend the night at Mecca. They go to McDonald's, you know. We finish the protest and we go to McDonald's. Our clothing, our way, our lifestyle, very far from the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we claim big love. My brothers, wallahi. The purpose of these 60, 70 years you are living here is to prove to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by action. Not by words. Not by claims. Anyone can go in a protest. Anyone can hold the banner and scream. Anyone can show anger. It's very easy. It's actually a shahwa, a desire to release your anger. Anyone, my brothers, can make any claim he wants. But Allah wants to see evidence. Allah wants to see proof. You love Allah? Show me proof in your actions, in your decisions, in your priorities. Who comes first? Who comes first in your life? What comes first? Your desires, your shahwat, your rest, your comfort, your dunya, or the order of Allah comes first? You love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, young men, and I love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than my life. Say, brother, show me proof. Show me proof in your life. Show me a sign of this love. You know, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, all their life direct implementation, all their life is full of evidences of the readiness and willingness to do anything to please Allah and His Prophet. Wallahi, they wanted Akhirah so much. They wanted nothing of this dunya. All they wanted was Allah to be happy with them. They wanted to be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah. A man by the name, maybe many of you don't know him. Not a very famous companion. His name is Rabi'a ibn Ka'b al-Aslami, radiyallahu anhu. This man, my brothers, was from the people of As-Suffa. Ahl As-Suffa, many of you know her. You know, they are the poor people in Medina. Those homeless people, you know. Homeless. Happy or sad life? Happy or sad life? Homeless. You will see now, inshallah, how happy they were. Homeless people, hungry people, they don't even have enough clothes to cover their awrah, my brothers. Imagine they can't cover their private parts. No wife, no children, nothing. This Rabi'a radiallahu anhu was the servant of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he's sitting in the masjid all day doing, you know, just looking after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No wife, no work, no job, no house, nothing. So one day he was preparing the water for the wudu of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet of Allah sees his condition, sees his poverty, sees his need. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the man of Akhirah, the man of the hereafter, says to him, Salni, yani ask anything of me. How can I help alleviate your condition? He goes, Salni. What would you say, my brother? You were talking about yaqeen and iman and what you have in you. What would you ask for? Imagine the Prophet of Allah is the king of Medina. If Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, marry him off, 100% finished. At night he'll be married. Give him a house. Done. You know? Give him money. Done. Collect money for him. Done. Anything this man wants. Now a golden opportunity is in front of him. The Prophet of Allah is asking him, ask any favor of me. Rabi'a radiallahu anhu, without hesitation, without too much thinking, without saying, let me get back to you and I'll pray istikhara. Instant response. قَالَ أَسْأَلُكَ مُرَافَقَتَكَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ O Prophet of Allah, I want to be with you in Jannah. Not any Jannah. Not just any Jannah, not just step in Jannah like we say, you know. In dunya, no one is content with low ranks. In dunya, we all compete. Who's higher? Who's richer? Who's driving a better car? Who's wearing brand name clothes, you know, labels? Who has a bigger house? Who has a better business? All competition. But in Akhirah, what do we say? We have zuhud. Wallahi, brother, I'm humble. All I want to do is enter Jannah, inshaAllah. Sahaba were not like that. Sahaba in dunya didn't care. But when it came to Akhirah, they were very competitive. Very competitive. So this man was not just targeting Jannah. He wanted to be with the Prophet in the highest ranks. قَالَ أَسْأَلُكَ مُرَافَقَتَكَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَوَ غَيْرَ ذَلِكَ Allah, I can see your jazba, I can see your rank. How about dunya? Do you want anything else? You passed the test. You told the Prophet, you answered the right answer, the akhirah answer, the hereafter answer. Now ask for a wife. Ask for some money. Ask for a kurta to cover your awrah. قَالَ هُوَ ذَاكَ That's all I want, Ya Rasulullah. I want nothing else in this dunya. All I want is to be with you. Look at the focus. Look at the clarity in direction and path. Look at the clarity in target. He had no confusion. Not like many of our youth. He doesn't know what to do, where to go, what to do with his life. This man was like this, on the straight. All my aim, all my life, all I want is to be with you in Jannah, Ya Rasulullah. So Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam knows that this rank doesn't come just with dua, you know. It's not like, Allah Mawlana, make dua for me, you go to Firdaus. It doesn't work that way. قَالَ فَأَعِنِّي عَلَى نَفْسِكَ بِكَثْرَةِ السُّجُودِ Say, Rabi'a, if you want to be with me in Jannah, this can't happen without mujahada. It needs a lot of sacrifice. It needs a lot of effort. He said, if you want to be with me in Jannah, assist me, help me over your nafs. We want to overcome your nafs, Ya Rabi'ah. By doing excessive sujood, excessive sajda before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want to reach? You have to work hard. مَنْ طَلَبَ الْعُلَى صَهَرَ الْلَيَالِ. If you want the high ranks, you have to stay up long nights. You know, it doesn't come easy. But Sahaba radiallahu anhum were like that. Ready to sacrifice, ready to give anything for this dunya. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewarded them. Their iman was clear, their path was clear. Look at Anas ibn Nadr radiallahu anhu, another great companion. He misses the Battle of Badr. Battle of Badr wasn't planned, wasn't prepared. It was spontaneous. They were going after the caravan of Abu Sufyan, and it turned out to be a battle against the mushrikeen. Well, so many Sahaba were still in Medina. Anas ibn Nadr, the uncle of Anas ibn Malik, was one of them. So this man, when he heard that he missed the first battle, look at them. Not only, my brothers, are they keen to give their lives for deen, they get hurt. They feel pain when they miss the opportunity. Not like us. When you know, if we can escape responsibility of deen without blame, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. The Amir Sahib said, I can't go. He said, I wanted to go, you know. When you make mashura, we go to the Amir. Wallahi, I'm ready for 1 year khuruj. But my wife is crying, my kids are sick. You know, please, what do you think, my mother? You know, the way we ask shows it all. What's the Amir going to say to you? Say, go for 1 year? No. You know, but they were hurt when they missed the opportunity to sacrifice for the deen of Allah. They felt pain. So this man felt amazing pain in his heart. How can I miss? How can I miss such a rank? How can I miss such good deeds? So he goes, by Allah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows me to live until the next battle Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fights in, لَيَرَيَنَّ اللَّهُ مَا أَصْنَى. Wallahi, Allah will see what I will do. Look at their intention. Look at the clarity. Look at the willingness. Wallahi, I will show Allah. Allah will know. Allah knows my heart. Allah will see what I will do. The battle of Uhud comes. And you know how hard the battle of Uhud was. Such a great test. A great test, my brothers. Imagine you're fighting with Muhammad and then rumors start spreading. The Prophet of Allah salam was killed. Khalas, why are you fighting for? You know, people are running away. Great companions fled the battlefield. This man saw what's happening, but his heart was clear. He looked, he finds some companions fleeing, and he finds the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attacking. So he goes, oh Allah, I'm free. Inni abra'u laka imma fa'ala. I'm free from the actions of those enemies of deen. And I ask your forgiveness, I plead for your forgiveness for my brothers who are fleeing the battlefield. Then he jumped on his horse and flew to the campaign of the enemies of Allah. Flew to the campaigns of the non-believers. Subhanallah. He flew with his horse. On the way, who does he meet? He meets Sa'd ibn Mu'adh radiallahu anhu. You know Sa'd? Sa'd ibn Mu'adh, not a simple companion, my brothers. This man, Sa'd, when he passed away, in Sahih Muslim, in authentic hadith, when he passed away, اهتزَّ لِمَوْتِهِ عَرْشُ الرَّحْمَنِ. The throne of Allah shook when Sa'd radiallahu anhu died. He's not a simple man, you know, but Sa'd had sat down. He couldn't fight anymore. He lost hope, he lost motivation. Anas says, Ya Sa'd, oh Sa'd, Al-Jannah, I can see Jannah. Inni la'ajidu riha al-jannati min duni Uhud. I can smell the fragrance of paradise. Besides, they could smell physically, my brothers. They had so much iman, they could smell Jannah there. Inni la'ajidu riha al-jannati min duni Uhud. Sa'd radiallahu anhu narrates after. The man couldn't finish the story. And Sa'd narrates. He goes, Ya Rasulullah, فَوَاللَّهِ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُ مَا صَنَعَ. By Allah, my heart was telling me, do like him. And I couldn't do it. He ran, he fought, until he was killed and martyred radiallahu anhu. 70 injuries. When they found them later, they found 70 injuries in his body. No one could identify. They mutilated him. The kuffar mutilated him. No one could identify his body except his sister from a mark on his finger. Radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In him and his like, Mus'ab ibn Umair and the others, Allah revealed, my brothers. What did he say, subhanahu wa ta'ala? He goes, min al-mu'minina, min al-tab'id, some believers.
Not all believers. من المؤمنين رجال. Some of the believers are true men. Not all believers are men. Believers are male, female, yes. But not all believers are men, my brothers. Some people are men with Allah. من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه. Whatever they promised Allah, whatever submission they gave Allah, they followed that. They applied that in their life. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ. Some of them were martyred. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرَ. And others are dying for the opportunity. وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا. They didn't play around and change in their deen and find excuses. True men, my brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes men in the Quran twice. You know, a lot of males around. Our youngsters, you know, they go to the gym. Because if I'm strong, I'm a man. If I'm strong, I have power. Again, brainwashing, movies, you know. I watch Rocky, I watch, you know, gangsters. I think, you know, Allahu Akbar, now I'm a man. You're not a man. And that's not a man. You know, you think that you're a male. You're an animal. Animals are stronger than you. A bull is strong. A donkey is stronger than you. You know, we go to the gym, we pump up the muscle, mashallah, we get strong. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't say this is manhood. Allah described men twice in the Quran. One, this ayah. Those who sacrifice their life for the sake of Allah and fulfill Allah's promise. The second time Allah says in Surah An-Nur, فِي بُيُوتٍ. Like this house. أَذِنَ اللَّهُ أَن تُرْفَعَ. Allah gave permission for these houses to be raised off the floor. فِي بُيُوتٍ أَذِنَ اللَّهُ أَن تُرْفَعَ وَيُذْكَرَ فِيهَا اسْمُهُ. Allah's name is glorified and praised in these blessed places. يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ فِيهَا بِالْغُدُوِّ وَالْآصَالِ رِجَالٍ. Men, true men, worship Allah and praise Him morning and evening and keep these houses alive. رِجَالٌ. What's the description? لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. No business, no buying, no selling, no job, no excuse, no wife, no child. Nothing distracts him from the remembrance of Allah. لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ يَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا تَتَقَلَّبُ فِيهِ الْقُلُوبُ وَالْأَفْصَارُ. Are they worried about judgment day? These are true men. Other than that, you're a male. You know, you're a male. You're not a man. If you want to be a true man, you follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my brothers, wallahi, 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 complete happiness and complete success is in sacrificing for this deen. What better honor there is than serving Allah's deen, my brothers? Serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Spending a lifetime sacrificing for the sake of Allah. What more does a Muslim want? Imagine living a life of servitude to Allah. How much honor, how much rank will come on judgment day? Nowadays we are all experts in excuses. Excuses! We all say, ah, brother, wallahi, you know, Allah, I'm busy. Every Muslim says, wallahi, I love Allah. Wallahi, I love deen. Wallahi, I love Akhirah. Wallahi, I love Islam. But I'm too busy. Find someone else, please. You know? Look for someone else. I'm busy, my job, my wife, my children. Sahaba radiallahu anhum had no jobs. They had no wives. They had no children. They had all of that. But deen was number one priority. When the requirement and taqaza of deen came, everything was dropped instantly. It wasn't even negotiable. No wife could tell her companion, her sahabi, her husband, oh, please stay with me, I'm scared, scared. Instant divorce. What do you mean? We married for the sake of Allah. We married to give nusrah to this deen. The children were like that, women were like that, men were like that. You know, subhanallah, this was their life and the clarity they had. Nowadays, experts in excuses. Ask anyone, brother, when are you going to wake up? When are you going to free time to serve the deen of Allah, to work in da'wah, to call to Allah, go out on the path of Allah? He goes, wallahi brother, I have beautiful intentions. Beautiful intentions. Inshallah, inshallah. You know, shaitan, my brothers, never comes to any of us. He never comes to any of you and says to you, die without deen. Die without concentration and khushu' and salah. Never says, die without Quran, die without iman, die without da'wah. Never says that. Shaitan is much smarter. He's much more intelligent than this, much more experienced. He comes to every single one of us and tells you, just not now. Now you're busy. You know, every single person in this gathering, in theory, can go 1 year in the path of Allah. Now, not even going home. He won't even go home. 1 year in the path of Allah, he is ready. But we have excuses. Everyone says, but my job, no, for me impossible. Trust me, I can't. Trust me, you can. Trust me, you can go 1 year now in the path of Allah, cash, without going home. Wallahi, but it's all about the priority list. What comes first? This is the all, you know, reason. All about the, you know, invalidating these excuses. Shaitan makes every one of us think, not now. Now I'm in school. You know, I'm in school, Manasab. Are you serious, man? I'm going to leave my school, my future. And then when you finish school, he goes to you, inshallah, as soon as you finish school, 100% deen. Khuruj and da'wah and iman and Quran. After you finish school, you go to uni, you start crying for these days. Say, where are the days of school? I had time. Now I'm busy in uni, assignments and assessments and other subjects. But Maulana Sahib, wallahi, wallahi, as soon as I get married, you know, too much fitna now, man. There's so much fitna, I need to get married. Wallahi, when I get married, Allahu Akbar, you know, I'll be Romeo, she'll be Juliet, inshallah, you know. We will support each other, we will have deen together, mashallah. He doesn't know a haram. The second you get married, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raja'un. Those who are married say, where are the days you were single? And those who are single are saying, we need to get married for deen. All invalid excuses. You get married, you have children, you start a business. Now no time for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And shaitan keeps fooling you and tricking you. Allah, this job, Allah, I'm just building my house. As soon as I finish, inshallah. Allah, just this period in my life, I'm trying to establish myself and stand on my feet. This problem will continue until you're 80 years old, wallah. Wallah, you'll be 80 and still have hope in dunya and plans for dunya. It will never go. You have to cut it. You have to sever it yourself with yaqeen and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only Allah wants you to drop what you have and work for His deen with yaqeen, with iman, you know, like a little child. You know, subhanallah, have you ever seen a child, the father puts him on a cupboard, the high cupboard, you know, in the room. And he goes, son, jump. The son, you know, he's 3-4 years old. He looks at the floor, sees his dad, I can't, I'm going to fall. He goes, idiot, jump, I'm your father. I'm going to catch you. No, he refuses to jump. The dad says, jump or I'm gonna bash you, jump. So the son with hesitation, what does he do? He starts reaching for his father. He wants to hold him first before he jumps. No, the father moves away. He goes, trust me, just jump. When the son jumps one time and realizes, Allah, I'm in one piece, alhamdulillah, my father caught me, now yaqeen comes in the father. My father will not harm me. So next time the dad puts him on the carpet, the kid is not looking. He runs and jumps in his dad's arm. Wallahi, my brother, similarly, the same way, wallahi. You think, you know, how can I go 4 months? How can I go 1 year? How about my wife? How about my kids? How about my family? Just jump, man. Just jump. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who's feeding the heavens and the earths, you know, fish in the ocean, birds in the air, insects, billions of creatures, the enemies of deen. People who deny Allah, people who swear at Allah, wal-iyadu billah. People who harm the deen of Allah, Allah is still giving them money, Allah giving them babies, Allah giving them health. And now because you decide to serve the deen of Allah, Allah will harm your dunya. Is that your Allah? Is that the Allah you know? Is that the God you're worshipping? Allah is Kareem. Impossible. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله عز وجل من تقرب إلي شبرا تقربت إليه. There are anyone who comes close to me one span, Allah come close to him one arm's length. You come to Allah walking, Allah comes to you running. Allah, you're going to take a step towards Allah. And the result is Allah will decrease your dunya. La wallahi. This is su' dhanni billah. That's false yaqeen, false iman, false knowledge of Allah in your heart. Those who have iman, they trust and they believe. They understand. And all these excuses fade, wallahi. Compare it to money. My last example, inshallah. Everything has a price, correct? If I say to you, who's ready to go now 4 months without going home? Who's ready? Maybe 10 brothers will be ready. Maybe 20 will be ready. 5 of them will run away after the bayan. No one will see them ever again. You know? People are not ready for deen. But if I say, alright, so you're not ready for akhirah, for jannah. No, alright. How about $100,000 for 4 months? People will start thinking, huh? Not rands, Australian dollars. That's 1 million rands. That's a house. Who's ready for 1 million rands? Not to go home tonight. And go in the path of Allah for 4 months. Call his wife, say, darling, hectic deal. I got a beautiful deal. There's a fool in the masjid giving 1 million rands for someone who goes 4 months. I said, I'm ready for six. If I do six, will I get 1.5? Why? All excuse about my kids and my school. All of this will collapse when it comes to money, you know. People are ready for money to do anything. But we say, Allah, Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jannah, Iman. My wife is, you know, she's sick. My wife is sick, you know. Subhanallah. Oh, my wife is scared because you are Rambo at home, you know. If a burglar comes, mashallah, you know, I'm gonna tackle him. You're gonna run more than her. You're probably gonna pee in your pants. But you know, but people, she's scared. She needs me. What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do for her? You know? Subhanallah, brothers, wallahi. All these excuses in our hearts are from shaitan. So please, my brothers, wallahi, wallahi, wallahi. Complete success is in following this deen. Is in having iman. Is in sacrificing. Wallahi, this deen is as such. The more you sacrifice, the more Allah frees you. I know it doesn't sound logical. Doesn't sound right. Wallahi, the more you go in the path of Allah, the easier your dunya becomes. Wallahi, the more you go in the path of Allah and serve this deen, the happier your wife becomes. How? Don't ask how. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala works. When you work for Allah, when you are connected to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes everything around you at ease. When you neglect Allah, all the asbab and means of happiness will be in your hands. But wallahi, Allah will put misery in your heart. All of us ready, inshallah? Should we make tashkil now or after hear the ahwal? You want to hear the ahwal first? Alright. Alhamdulillah, we have new brothers with us, mashallah, in the jama'ah, subhanallah. You know, South Africa is like our locality. We don't consider South Africa, you know, a different country. We bring our new brothers here to see, mashallah, the deen of Allah. In our masjid, mashallah, a lot of new brothers are coming. People are changing their lives, maybe from a very, very, very bad life. And they tasted the sweetness of iman. Inshallah, for 5-10 minutes, maybe a couple of boys will share with you their experience. To see those who are, you know, considered sort of in Australia, the West, you know, how they are yearning, how they are thirsty, how they are dying for some sweetness and happiness in this deen.